It's a Friday, which means we get to head to the kitchen, hang out with my mom. I know you all love that. Cooking with Claude. Hey, Mom, how are ya?
Hi, honey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. The governor bailed on me this morning. Well, he didn't bail. I shouldn't say that. He had a conference call. So I lied to all the people, Mom. I lied to them all.
It's okay. They understand.
I hope so. I didn't mean to. He's going to come on Monday, though.
Good people.
Yes, I know. That's true. We are super lucky. We have amazing, amazing listeners. So what are you making for me this morning?
Chicken carbonara.
Ooh, I used to eat that all the time in Vermont when we used to go to that restaurant in Burlington.
Yes.
Remember that? That was Derek's favorite plate.
Is that which
Lunig's.
One?
When we used to go to Lunig's on Church Street.
Lunig's. Oh, I know. My God. That was like the best.
I know. They had the best carbonara there. So you're making it? This is awesome.
Yeah. And I have to say, it's quite simple if you make it simple, and it's delicious.
Okay. So let's get started. How do you do it?
All right. So first I'm going to start with giving you, like, do you want the ingredients first or do you want the ingredients along with the way I do it?
I like how you do it because I can write it all down and get people through it, but I like how you walk through it as you do ingredients with the steps.
Okay.
So, yeah, go like you usually do.
I will. Okay. So anyway, you could do this early, like the day before. You could do it in the morning. It doesn't matter. But the first thing you want to do is I cooked a pound of bacon. Cooked pretty well through. And then when it was almost done, but not quite crispy enough, I added in, like, I just did like 3 tablespoons of minced garlic. And then I added that in with the grease and then everything and, cooked the bacon up, for another 2 to 3 minutes until it's good and crispy. And then I remove the bacon and as much garlic as I can, but that you don't have to, just don't even pay attention to that. But anyway, whatever garlic comes out with the bacon is fine. And then you want to keep all your bacon grease. If you want to come back later to do the chicken, I just put the grease in the oven so nobody cleans the pan. But then I bring it out, and you take your chicken, and you either buy it in the strips or you get chicken cutlet, and you cut it into strips. I did, like, 5 of them because I have a big family. That's why I did the pound of bacon. I don't know if that's too much, but you never could go wrong with too much bacon.
No.
So anyway, and then I cooked the chicken in the bacon grease. And then I remove the chicken. If you want to keep cooking it as you go through and you don't want to stop, then just add the bacon right back in when the chicken is cooked. In the meantime, you want to boil a pot of linguine. I did a pound. It says, you know, you could do 12 ounces, but I did a pound because I always go big. And then while that's boiling, you want to put 4 large eggs, 3/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, 1/3 cup of parsley. I have parsley grown in my garden, so I get it from out there.
Lucky.
And some salt and pepper. And key, when you're boiling your fettuccine, go heavy on the salt with that, because after you're done boiling the fettuccine, you want to hold about 1 cup of that water from the fettuccine. Okay, so there you have it. You got bacon and chicken and garlic. You got fettuccine, and then you got your eggs, Parmesan, parsley, salt, and pepper. Now what you do is when the fettuccine is done, you add that to your chicken bacon mix in the frying pan. And then you set aside your 1/2 cup of water, and then your eggs, Parmesan, and parsley, salt, and pepper. You pour that over it all, and then you kind of mix it in the frying pan. See my hand? It's mixing.
I see you mixing.
And then you start adding that 1/2 cup of boiling water to give it a little creamy feel to it. And then you serve it, and you can garnish it, which we have no time to do in this house, but with the parsley and put Parmesan cheese on the side if anybody would like more. And I have to say, everyone in this house loved it.
That's awesome. How much Parmesan cheese? I missed that part. Three eggs.
Three quarters of a cup. Three quarters of a cup. The egg mixture and a third of a cup of parsley with just some salt and pepper.
That sounds delicious.
It was so good that Daddy and Nicholas had it for lunch on, I forgot what day is today, Friday, Thursday and Wednesday, and we had it for dinner on Tuesday, and it's all gone.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get any of this one, but that's okay.
That's right. I'm going to make it again because Dad thought it was one of his faves.
I don't know. You know, lately, Dad's thinking everything is one of your faves. I think he just missed cooking with Claude for 10 weeks, and now he's like, oh, you're back to making recipes for the radio, so now I'm benefiting. Because now everything is his fave.
Last night, I made him just mashed potatoes.
I'm sure that was his fave.
Yeah, it was good, too.
That's so funny. That's awesome. Well, I'm going to throw this recipe and all the ingredients onto our podcast so everybody can go along and look at it. I know you've got like three or four people that every Friday, Mom, they go on, they make sure to read it, and then tonight they'll go and make this exact recipe. And everybody's recipes are coming out pretty much the same as yours. They look really good.
Yeah, they are good. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty healthy for the most part.
Yeah, and it's comforting. I think I like that too. Like this, other than the pasta, which I couldn't have, this is all keto.
Yeah.
So
that's
I would.
Okay.
So instead of
that's
doing
almost
the
like a quiche.
Well,
it's
instead
almost
of
like a quiche without the, without the pasta.
Well, or just make like zucchini noodles instead.
Zucchini noodles.
Put it all over zucchini noodles, and then there you go.
I don't know how to make zucchini noodles because I don't have
get
a
it pre
noodle maker.
You could either spiralize them or you could just get them already pre-cut. That's fine. It would
there
work either
go.
Way. Yeah.
So I'll this do it with this, zucchini noodles just for you lunch.
See, now that's like my perfect. That's my perfect meal that I could eat today. That sounds amazing. So I'm excited.
Yay.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Mom. I love it. So I'm going to throw this up so everybody can see it. And I appreciate it, Mom. And I'll see you this afternoon.
You bet.